This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Ramadan begins today. It is the holy month of fasting for Muslims. But you may have noticed that Ramadan seems to be a time of increased attacks on infidels. Every year, the death toll runs into the hundreds. I fear this year the statistics will also be grim. At first, this seems like a contradiction. Ramadan occurs during the ninth lunar month in the Islamic calendar. It is a time when Muslims fast from their first prayer in the morning to their fourth prayer after sunset. They also refrain from all sorts of activities and focus their minds on fervent prayer. Ramadan is a holy month, so why all the violence? One of my regular guests on radio is Dr. Jim Dennison. He explains that Muslims believe that they will receive greater rewards during this month on the Islamic calendar. Muhammad himself actually preached a sermon on Ramadan in which he said, "Whoever performs an obligatory deed in this month shall receive the reward of performing 70 obligations at any other time." One Taliban spokesman therefore proclaimed, "Our fight is jihad and an obligatory worship. An even obligatory act of worship has 70 times more reward in Ramadan." So I guess it's not surprising that jihadists use this month to maximize their rewards. Each attack is different. A gunman stormed a casino in Manila. Attackers killed more than 24 Coptic Christians traveling on a bus in Egypt. A suicide attack in Kabul destroyed the embassy, and attackers in London drove over pedestrians and then stabbed others after leaving the vehicle. Ramadan begins today. Let us pray that it will end without the usual violence that has been part of it in the past. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Antisemitism, go to viewpoints.info/antisemitism. Viewpoints.info/antisemitism.